proclaiming the gospel throughout the world. Bill Winston Ministries is bringing lost souls to Jesus Christ and teaching them how to walk in a victorious life. We invite you to receive all the blessings that God has for your life. Bill Winston Ministries presents The Believer's Walk of Faith.
Hello, I'm Bill Winston, and welcome to another program. The program that you're watching is called The Believer's Walk of Faith, where we walk by faith and not by sight. We're speaking on the believer's authority. Praise God. Now, this teaching is something that the body of Christ needs today, because we have been given authority by the Lord Jesus Christ to really take dominion over this entire earth. But we need to learn how to exercise that authority. Now, that's one of the key pieces that we need teaching on right now, how to exercise that authority. Because people have it, but they've never stepped into it. Remember when Jesus was going over on the boat with the disciples and a storm came up? Now, this is one of those, these are deadly storms. This is a storm that was going to wipe them out. And these were experienced fishermen. But they cried out for fear. And Jesus rose up, rebuked the wind, and said to the sea, "Peace, be still." And there was a great calm. Folks, let me tell you something. He was demonstrating something that we could do, because he turned to the disciples and said, "Well, why didn't you do that?" Well, one of the keys to exercising your authority is you have to do it by faith. Now, I want you to get your Bibles and pencils and papers ready. It's called The Believer's Authority. Let's go right into it. Now, when we're talking about authority, we're talking about a word that the Bible often uses, and sometimes it calls this word, you'll see the word in the King James, it would be called power. Power. But that power is translated two ways. One, it's translated the Greek word dunamis, where we get our word dynamite, miracle-working power. Or it's translated exousia, or exousia, which has to do with authority. Now, we were reading here before, we were talking about the fact that this authority is something that Jesus has delegated to the church. When he said to the church, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. And these signs shall follow them that believe." Now, when he said that, he was sending them out and delegated them the authority to use his name to manage this earth. And when that authority, you can read about it over in Matthew chapter 28, where he said, Jesus said in verse 18, "All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth." Now, that word power there translates authority is given unto him. Then he says to us, "Go ye." All right, let's say that we're in the military. And let's say the general is going whatever on some kind of trip or whatever have you, but he'll be gone for 10 days. And he leaves someone in authority, he or she, but someone of a rank, and he'll leave that person in authority over whatever command that general is commanding. Now, that person has full authority. So that person can tell people what to do just like the general could, even though the general's not there. But they obey because they know that person represents the general's authority. Got it? Now, what he is saying here is a centurion was a military man, and he understood authority from that perspective, because that's the same authority that's in the spirit. See? And he knew for him to have authority, he had to stay under authority. And sometimes what people try to do is they try to have authority and they're not under authority. You got what I'm saying? I mean, they're running out here and renegade, and I got to be me and all this kind of stuff. And they're not even under authority. The Bible says submit. The Bible says resist the devil and what will happen to him. He'll flee from you. But people leave out the first part of that. It says submit yourself, come on, unto God. Notice it says submit. He's not going to make you come under him. That is a volition, or that is a part of your will, to submit yourself to authority. And authority is God's plan to protect his people. Lord, have mercy. I'm preaching good now. Authority is God's plan to protect his people. Now, how do I know that? What is one of the scriptures that I can use to tell me that? Well, I can use that scripture found over in Ephesians chapter 6, which says, the children that obey your parents in the Lord, for it is right, honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that you may it may be well with you and that you may live long on the earth. Under authority, undercover, being protected is a part of why people are to stay under authority. And if you look at it, look what Satan did to the world. God told Eve not to, well, God told Adam not to eat of this tree. This is Adam and Eve now. And Eve was deceived. She ate of the tree. Now notice, this, as long as they stayed under God's command, they were protected. So God is not trying to get you to obey him to keep you from having fun. He knows that anything out from under his command is chaos. You got what I'm saying? It's chaos. And all you have to do, folks, to prosper. Now, I don't mean to oversimplify this, but I got to say it because I'm going to preach it one time. All you have to do to prosper is to come to bring your life in order. In order. Now, you can't just do it from the head. You got to do it from the heart. See, once Adam and Eve lost the order of God, they then received chaos. And chaos is designed to drain you of everything. But once the Holy Ghost came, he then started putting things back where? In order. And when that thing is in order, the anointing flows. And the anointing will get you what you want, get you healed, get you prosperity, get you everything. Are you following what I'm saying? So it's just as simple as that. It wasn't meant to you be out here struggling every day. Just come in order. Just get in order and watch what happens. Now, and I don't mean oversimplified, but that's as simple as it is. All right, now, let's deal with this because I want to go a little bit further. It is interesting how God has led me into a teaching on Sundays in terms of our royalty, because now we're talking about authority again, and we're talking about us being able to have authority over something, and God has given us authority over this entire earth. Now, how do I know that? Because Adam was given authority over the earth. He was given he was given dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon this earth. Now when Jesus came, he's the last Adam, and he got all the authority back. Who took the authority between the time of Adam's sin and Jesus' coming? Satan took the authority. Now he became the God of this world, the one who is ruling this world. But then Jesus came and took it back. He took it back. Say he took it back. Yeah. Now, what he took it back, and understand, Jesus is the head. Yeah. But you are Jesus's body. Yeah. You're called the body of who? Christ. And he's passing the authority down to you because you have to express God's will in this earth, and you do it through authority. But I got to be under authority, under the head, so that I can express what the head wants. Are you with me here now? All right, now. And that's what I talked about, thou shalt decree a thing, And it shall come to pass, and we talked about decreeing and what it means. It means to legislate something and to make it law. And it says also that we are ambassadors. Well, if I'm an ambassador, I'm going to a foreign country to represent my government. And when I go to represent my government, what's happening in that is I'm supposed to be limited as to what I can say. I can't say anything that my government didn't say. Say amen to that. So I got to speak what my government said. Well, how am I going to know what my government said? Here it is right here. I'm going to speak exactly the word of God. Now, I don't care how it looks. That is not going to dictate what I speak. What I speak, because I'm under authority, is going to be what God said. And if he said, by his stripes, I'm healed, praise God, I got to say something like that. He said, let the poor say, I'm rich. And I got to say, are you following what I'm saying? This whole idea of authority. Now, the power comes through the authority. See? The power, the miracle-working power comes through the authority. Now, let's look at that. Let's put something right there real quick, and let's go over to John chapter 14, please. John chapter 14. All right, look what Jesus said here. Verse 10, believest thou that I am in the Father, and the Father in me? The words that I speak unto you, I speak not of myself, but of the who? Father that dwelleth in me. Come on. But the Father that dwelleth in me, he does the work. What I do is speak the word. I'm going to speak the word, and he does the work. Look what it says in verse 17 of Luke chapter 10. And the 70 return again with joy, saying, Lord, even the who? Devils are subject, come on, to us, how? Through thy name. Through thy name, see? And he said unto them, I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Now, I know people wonder, well, why is he saying that? I believe, this is me, Winston, I believe he's talking here about his divinity, meaning that when he was with the Father, he remembers when Lucifer rebelled and he saw him cast out. He went all the way back in time to the Ancient of Days. Glory to God. Verse 19, behold, I give unto you what? Power. Now that word there is not talking about power, meaning dynamite power. It's talking about authority. To tread on who? Serpents, keep going, and scorpions, and over some of the power. That's what I want you to see right there. Come on, come on, say all, somebody. Come on, one more time for me. All the power of the enemy, and what? Nothing. So if my enemies hurt you. It didn't say a little something might hurt you. It said what? Nothing, because he's going to send you in the world as a sheep among wolves, yet nothing going to be able to touch you. As long as you stay where? Under authority. Does this make sense to you? Verse 20, notwithstanding, in this rejoice not that the spirits are what? Subject to you. Now that's worth underlining right there. They are subject to you. But rather rejoice because your names are written where? In heaven. Glory to God. All right, so that's part of what we're supposed to do, be out here being kingdom-minded, and we're supposed to go into these places, and where the devil has taken over these places, we are supposed to take them back for God. Amen. All right, let's go back to Matthew, please, Matthew chapter 8 again. So this man asked Jesus, he said, Lord, my servant lieth at home sick of the palsy. Now, I look, anytime I see Lord, I ask people sometimes, are you saved? Yes, I'm saved. Is Jesus Lord? Two different questions. Two different questions. Lord means, is he your master? Are you under authority? I know you've been saved, but are you doing what he said? You got what I'm saying? All right, look what it says here. Grievously tormented, he's lies sick of the palsy, grievously tormented. And Jesus said, I will come and heal him. And the centurion answered, Lord, I'm not worthy that you come under my roof. He knew himself to be a person outside of the covenant, and was then that Jews would not go in the house of people who were not of the covenant. But speak the word what? Only, and my servant, come on, shall be healed. For I am a man what? Under authority, having soldiers where? Under me. And I said to this man, go, and he goeth to another, come, and he cometh to my servant, do this, and he doeth it. When Jesus heard it, he marveled and said to them that follow, verily I say unto you, I've not found so great what? Faith, no, not what? In Israel. Now, I'm going to make a statement. As long as the enemy can keep a believer in reason, or trying to verify with his senses, Satan will whip him every time. But the moment the believer is willing to walk by faith and the Spirit and use the word as his or her evidence, then you defeat Satan every time. You defeat him every time. Now, let's look at this, because this is what I want to teach you today. We call them faith and authority. Faith is involved in exercising authority. Many people's faith in the church has been based on manifestation. Many people's faith in the church has been based on manifestation. Manifestation of something in the sense realm. Okay? Now, let's go and see this. Let's go to Mark's Gospel, chapter 9, please. In Mark chapter 9, verse 14, and when he came to his disciples, he saw a great multitude come about them, and the scribes questioning with them. And straightway all the people, when they beheld him, were greatly amazed, and running to him, saluted him. And he asked the scribes, what question ye with them? One of the multitude answered and said, Master, I have brought unto thee my son, which has a dumb spirit. And wheresoever he taketh him, he teareth him. And he foameth and gnasheth with his teeth, and pineth away. And I spake to thy disciples that they should cast him out, and they what? They could not. And he answered them and said, O faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? Bring him to me. And they brought him to him, and when he saw him, straightway the spirit tear him, and he fell on the ground, and wallowing, foaming, and he asked his father, how long ago since this came unto him? And he said, he's had this of a child. And oftentimes it has cast him into the fire and into the waters to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. And Jesus said to him, if thou can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. And straightway the father of the child cried out and said with tears, come on, Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. And when Jesus saw the people running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying to him, you dumb and deaf spirit, I charge you, come out of him and enter no more unto him. Boy, that's authority, isn't it? And the spirit cried and rent him sore and came out of him, and the boy was as one, what? Dead. Insomuch that they said, he's dead. But Jesus took him by the hand, lifted him up, and he arose. Smith Wigglesworth said something. Smith Wigglesworth was a powerful man of God. He was busy getting people healed, had a healing line, going down healing different people. And he was a man who really heard the Spirit of God talking to him as to how to heal each person or what to do. And the Spirit of God spoke to him when he got to this man, said, punch him in the stomach. Now, don't you try that unless you got some insurance and everything else to go along with it. And Smith gave him one right in the stomach. The man buckled over and fell down. Smith went on down the aisle getting people healed. And they ran down to Smith. When he got down this way, he said, Mr. Wigglesworth, the man's heart's not beating. He said, he's healed. Went on down ministering some other people. They ran after him again. Mr. Wigglesworth, we went back there again. They've examined him. The man's heart is not beating. I said he's healed. Went on down. They came last time. He said, didn't I tell you he's healed? And when they said that, the man bucked and got up. Now, I'm going to tell you something. The devil tried to kill that man. But Wigglesworth's faith was at work. And when he said he's healed, he's healed. He took authority over everything. And he did not allow his self to be moved by symptoms. He said, Mr. Wigglesworth has an expression, I'm not moved by what I see, I'm not moved by what I feel, I'm only moved by what I believe. That's one of his favorite expressions. When he used to come to minister, they used to play a song called Only Believe. Only believe, only believe, all things are possible if you only believe. That was one of his favorite songs.
Amen. Amen.
Man raised how many from the dead? 15? One of the men was there. He had been witnessing to the man. He lived down the street from him. Man didn't want to receive Christ. Came back. His wife was down the street. They said, your neighbor has died. He went down there. His wife was in there consoling the man's wife. He said, what happened? He said, well, Roger died. He's upstairs. They died. He called for somebody to come get him. Well, he wouldn't listen to me while he was alive. Maybe he'll listen to me while he's dead. Started on upstairs. They said, Smith, his wife told Smith, don't. He said, no, he's going to listen to me. Went up there and raised that man from the dead, and the man got saved. Now, wait a minute. What am I saying? I'm saying over all the power of the devil. And when you exercise authority, exercise it in faith. Well, praise the Lord. I trust that you enjoyed that. Now, I told you this is a powerful series. Now, what happened here? Remember, Adam had the authority, had dominion over this whole earth, Adam and Eve. Well, they trespassed and transgressed against God, and because of that, they lost the authority. Now, Satan, the Bible says, became the god, little g, of this world. Now, with that in mind, Satan now had the authority. But when Jesus came, he stripped Satan of that authority and took that authority back. The Bible calls Jesus the last Adam. Well, before Jesus left this earth, he passed that authority on to his disciples, on to the believers. So now we have that authority. And this is what he said in Luke in chapter 10. He said, behold, I give unto you power or authority to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the devil, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Ooh, I like that part on the end. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. So we are to take authority in this earth, not to just let things go on and persist and things that are wrong and so forth. We're to take that authority. Now, you need to get these tapes out. This is powerful stuff. The address and phone number on your screen. I know in the natural mind it seems maybe a little impossible. No, it's not, because with God, all things become possible, and you and I are now with God. Again, the address and phone number are on your screen. Call us right away. We have people standing by ready to turn these orders around and get them right back out to you just as soon as possible. Why? Because we love you and we want you to do well. Praise God. Well, this is Bill Winston saying, we'll see you next time. Until then, keep walking by faith.
The authority that Adam once had over the entire earth was lost to the enemy. But Jesus took that authority from the enemy and gave it back to you. It's now up to you to use that power to express God's divine will over this earth.
You and I have something to say about what's going on in this world today. We're not just here on cruise control going through this earth until we die. We are here to establish a new kingdom called the Kingdom of God.
In this new series by Dr. Bill Winston, you'll discover that the same authority Jesus operated in on the earth, he has given to you through his name.
When you call his name, he's got supreme authority over everything. And whatever his name, whatever he did, his name is sent to do.
Order The Believer's Authority today, and Dr. Winston will explain why you must first be under authority before you can have authority, why authority is God's plan to protect his people, why you have authority over the entire earth, why you supply the words and God supplies the power, and much more.
You have a badge on. It can be seen in the spirit. You have a uniform on. It's called the full armor of God. You have been given authority in this earth to execute righteousness and judgment for everybody that's oppressed. You have been given that, and you can take it and exercise it anytime.
To order your copy of The Believer's Authority, simply write to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois 60303, by bank card at 1-800-711-9327, or online at www.bwm.org. As believers, we have been given authority over this entire earth. But before we can exercise that power, we must first be under the authority of the Word of God. Order this dynamic teaching, The Believer's Authority, today. While in the Chicagoland area, Pastor Winston personally invites you to Living Word Christian Center. We're located at 7600 West Roosevelt Road in Forest Park, Illinois, just 20 minutes from downtown Chicago. Our Sunday services are at 7, 9, or 11:15 a.m. with a midweek Bible study Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. We have Spanish translators and sign language for the hearing impaired. A warm seat awaits you at Living Word Christian Center. For more information, please call 708-697-5000. Today's message is available in its entirety on CD or DVD when you use the product number on your screen by writing to Bill Winston Ministries, P.O. Box 947, Oak Park, Illinois 60303, by bank card at 1-800-711-9327, or online at www.bwm.org. Next week on The Believer's Walk of Faith.
If we're going to advance the kingdom of God, that we're first, before we transform the world, we're going to have to be transformed. See? Before you change somebody else, you got to be changed.